Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. I have my coffee in hand. I'm ready to roll. You are joining the number one industrial-related podcast in the universe, and we celebrate you, the industrial professionals, the companies that get it done. You are bold, you are brave, you dare greatly, you innovate, and you're changing the lives of people around the world. Thank you very much. That's why we celebrate you on this particular podcast, another great interview, to go along with other great interviews, because that's what we do here on the Industrial Talk Podcast. We got a gentleman by the name of Robert Niemiec. That's N-I-E-M-I-E-C. He is a managing partner with a company called Twist Things. Let's get going. Twist Thing. Pretty cool name, huh? Great conversation. But before we get into it, you know, we're going to have this little conversation real quick. Now, I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of, educating, because I'm all about collaborating, innovating, and educating. And for me, I'm all about the education component associated with that. And one of the challenges that I see happening today, especially in this next normal, this whatever we call it, COVID world we live in, is you've got to rewrite the rules of success for you. What you think was acceptable, or the way you did it before the virus and before the pandemic, is not the same today. Absolutely, 100% accurate statement. You're going to have to say yes. So how are you rewriting, it's hard to say rewriting, the rules of success for your company, the rules of your success for you as a professional? And you really have got to be innovative when you're thinking through this. So one of the challenges that I see, because I'm all into sales, marketing, and branding, is how do you see, how do you interact, how do you connect with your target market? How do you get in front of the individuals that you want to sell to? Because you do want to generate revenue. You have to generate revenue. And then you have to understand the challenges of who you're trying to sell to, right? It just makes complete and utter sense. They have their firefights and they have their challenges. And so you're really going to have to figure out a creative way to be able to get in front of the decision makers to be able to help them succeed. And that has always just been a real interesting thought process or evaluation, because many companies, and I know because I was just out in Cleveland, brought in by those wonderful people at Team Neo, that companies are reluctant to let outsiders onto their companies just because the risk is too great. So what do you do? How do you change that dynamic? How do you provide value? How do you get in front of the decision makers? It's always been an interesting. I know I have a way, and my way is I leverage this digital platform, this podcast, to be able to get in front of the people in a way that it everybody wins. And so you're just going to have to figure out, how do you rewrite your roadmap to success? How do you rewrite sales? How do you rewrite your marketing? How do you rewrite branding, especially in today's world? I just throw that out for your consideration. All right, let's get going. Robert Niemiec, his name, his company is Twist Think, which is pretty doggone cool, managing partner. And we're going to be talking a lot about Industry 4.0. You've heard a lot about Industry 4.0. You've heard about AI, IoT, digitization, digital transformation, where we're going. And that's one of the real innovative opportunities and challenges we have in business that we really have to truly think through. And that is this digital journey for my business, for my career, and how to leverage that technology in this next normal that we have today. And Robert just hits it out of the park. His team at Twist Think, they really look at it from a design perspective. And I really love what they're trying to accomplish and how they're truly implementing solutions that make a company more efficient, make a company more competitive, make a company more profitable and innovative and operationally excellent. That's right. Enough. You could tell I'm a big gomer for it. All right. Robert Nemec is on the interview chair on the Industrial Talk Podcast. Enjoy the interview. Hey, Bob, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Absolute honor to have you on board, and thank you. Thank you for sharing your wisdom for the listeners of the Industrial Talk Podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to join you.
The pleasure absolutely is all mine. By the way, how's the weather up there in Michigan?
West Michigan has been on a wonderful run of about 10 days of pure sun and warmth. So we're seeing Michigan at its best right now.
And then
the lake is the lake water temperature is running high, and even in this season of pandemic, certainly you can tell folks are happy to get out of the home and into the parks and into the warmth.
Let me ask you this real quick, and as a side note, how warm does the lake get during the summer?
Oh, it can, right now I was in it on Sunday, and it's pushing 70,
still
72.
Nippy. Come on, it's still nippy. That's still nippy.
75, it's all a combination of obviously the temperature of the air, but also the current and the wind. And sometimes you get these seasons where it's idyllic to jump into that lake.
And it's clean, right?
Oh, it's beautiful.
God.
It's beautiful. Right,
enough of that, man. Calgon, take me away, man. I'm ready to go up there and just sort of hang out. Maybe we can have a podcast from that location. That would be doggone thing by any stretch of the imagination. Okay.
A couple of paddle boards, and we'll do a podcast at the same time.
See, you're all in shape. I'm sort of in shape, not like you. Clearly, you definitely
have
been kissed by the sun.
You can do it. Set a goal and let's go for it.
All right. Hey, for the listeners out there, give us a little background on who you are and where you come from and all that good stuff so that we can level set and get on into digitization and talking a little bit about that.
Well, in a nutshell, I would say, again, just to be brief, I spent nearly 18 years in the automotive industry, both in North America and in Europe. And then had the privilege 20 years ago to be a part of launching this great team known as Twistthink. So for the last 20 years, Twistthink has been serving a variety of clients, many of them in the space that you're passionate and experienced in, called industrial. Yeah. But we've been serving clients in a variety of arenas and markets, in the practice of innovation, acceleration, and growth. So our what was an experiment in 2001 and has now proven over 20 years to be, I would argue, of great value, is taking the skill of industrial design and co-locating it in a collaborative space with the skill of hardcore technology-minded leaders. So we're leaning into design, technology, and strategy for the clients that we serve.
See, that's just music to my ears. I really like that focus. And being around for 20 years in this particular space, you're a leader. You got to be a leader. You probably have a ton of connected devices out there that you can push Twistthink on. Right. By the way, listeners, it's Twist with a T and then Hink. So don't put two T's on that. Just put one T and then Hink it. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. But but
you T W I S T. Yep.
Anyway.
H I N K.
Yeah. Don't make that. Don't make that mistake, please. Don't. Absolutely not.
No. Good. No.
So really, you guys have some mad skills out there. You've got a lot of street cred when it comes to digitization. You've got a lot of ability to be able to think in those terms, right? And when you start talking about collaboration, when you start talking about innovation, and over the past 4, 5, 6 months, that has been the topic of interest across the board. And and when we start talking about innovation, it is it's how do I leverage today technology for tomorrow's resiliency to make me more prosperous in the future. And I'd love to be able to start talking about that. Let's talk a little bit about defining digital transformation for the listeners out there. What is that? What is that?
Well, for us, digital transformation is driven around the process or the opportunity of deploying connected devices, edge devices that even have AI capability, those edge devices connected to a cloud. So data is being collected remotely, pushed to a cloud, and the third pillar, so if you think of edge device and then a cloud, and then the third and most important pillar, I would argue, is user experience. So once that data is in the cloud, how it then appears to an end user or a stakeholder to create new value and a new experience, that's the three-legged stool that we've built our practice of digital transformation upon. And you can only do so with the skills of great design, great technology, and great strategy. Those are the three that we've purposely twisted together for 20 years. And quite honestly, over that run, we've connected 100 million devices across the globe. And as we look forward to the next 5 years, as you know, in your market space and in every market space, the mega trend of digital transformation is creating new opportunities. So our goal in the next 5 years is to do another 100 million connected devices.
Okay, I'm going to level set here real quick. That is absolutely a stunning doggone stat. 100 million devices. That's amazing. Now, for the listeners out there, we've got a device out on this asset. Boom. Whatever it is, it's collecting data. It goes to an edge. Now, that edge then says, that data is not relevant, but this data is relevant, and then I'm going to send it to the cloud. And then that cloud will store it, and then you're going to have some analytical capability to saying, hey, my user experience, I'm going to receive this information, and there's some bad trends that are taking place on that asset as real and as fast as possible. And that just sort of begets that AI, what are the parameters, and how you would define or deal with that data. Important.
Yeah. And then that data is again connected and delivered to the right portal or the right user or the right stakeholder so that action can be taken on that data. One subtle point that I would make in this conversation is the growing demand and nature of AI, not just occurring within the cloud, but more and more so AI also being deployed upon the edge device.
And yes.
It's knitting that together as a complete, what you might call AIoT platform that for this team that I have the benefit of being a part of, that it's the whole platform that we're delivering for the clients that we serve.
Because really, it is data, right? You're trying to take a gazillion points of data and whittle it down into meaningful information that is tactical. And if there's nothing there, meaning it's great. But if there's something there, reduce, compress that time to action to be able to, you know, resolve the problem, do whatever is necessary. Yeah. And yes, I like the fact that AIOT. I like
that. It's all about speed.
Yes.
It's all about intuitive data. And let's face it, we're regardless of the industry, but if we want to speak specific to the broad industry of industrial, we know that speed is of the essence. And organizations and teammates are, again, in light of even coming out of the pandemic, are running hot. So the data needs to be delivered reliably, and it needs to be delivered beautifully so that, in a sense, you can make sense of it versus collecting a whole host of data and then trying to analyze it. Folks, teammates, organizations don't have time for that. They need to be able to have the data and then proactively respond. And those are the nuances that can only be woven together by having great industrial design talent, designers, working locked arm with great technology talent, double E's, data analytics. That's the art that we've proven, I guess, over 20 years, that there's value when those creative right brains are working side by side with those creative left brains. That's our business proposition.
You know, that's dead sexy conversation. I mean, I am just a doggone data nut. And if you can, and it's interesting because you brought up a number of great points. One, speed. If you can compress that time to action, if you can make it meaningful, that whatever that data is saying, you need to act, or you need to do this, or give some direction to the human side, fantastic, as fast as possible. But the other one that I really like is you're trying to eliminate the frustration that comes with friction, right? If I had to, like some businesses today, they have to, there's a lot of heavy lifting in trying to get insights into whatever that asset is, whatever that manufacturing line is doing. There's a lot of, and it's frustrating. If you can remove that friction, then you get greater compliance, and it's like, it makes sense. And then it's a matter of just, hey, that line is up and running, and we've got great insights in it because we're looking at the data, and we're just smarter. And that means bottom line value to your revenue. That means just uptime, saving money, managing risk. It's hammering it on all cylinders.
Yeah, it makes sense. And to your comment, it also makes money. It saves money and it makes money. So that's the art of, I think, and the opportunity that comes with digital transformation. And maybe what, again, should be highlighted in this call as you think about connected edge devices to the cloud and new user experiences, is in standing up an IoT platform, you also then create the opportunity for business model innovation. And so often, organizations that are trying to evaluate the digital mega trend are many times trying to discern, okay, where's the coin slot? Where are we going to create not only a new user experience, but how are we going to make money in that domain of digital? And I would just, you know, if the time we have together, I would just highlight that there is a process that makes that crystal clear before anyone would spend the heavy capital to stand up an IoT platform. There's a process called human-centered design, or design thinking, that will clearly identify the target that an organization needs to paint before they then launch into the heavy lifting of standing up an IoT platform.
And see, I love that.
Human-centered design as a process is reliable. It's value creating, and it, in some ways, it takes away a little bit of the mystique that, oh, we innovate by entering into a conference room and brainstorming. That's not how innovation rolls. Innovation is delivered by using this process, which has phases and stage gates and methods and tools, just like another great process that I'm sure all of your listeners have invested in, called lean manufacturing.
Yeah.
Right? In the industrial domain, certainly lean manufacturing, starting in the 70s and 80s, has been one that every organization has embraced. And I I would just encourage your listeners to, if they're not familiar with design thinking as a process or human-centered design, that they lean into learning that process and embracing that process in order to map out what their digital strategy should be and the opportunity that comes with it.
I like that. And here's the reason why. One, first off, who's ever contemplating sort of this whole digital journey, you got to get in the game. If you're not in the game, if you're not actively seeking to figure it out, then you're going to be left behind. And then, you know, your competition is going to take advantage of it, move forward. And unfortunately, it might cause some challenges in your business going forward. So today, right now, in fact, yesterday, get in the game. If you're not in the game, you're not benefiting. That's one. Two, I like the fact that you talked about human-centered design. And the reason for that is because over my tenure as a interviewer, a podcast, or whatever you want to call it, there's a lot of shiny objects out there. A lot of digitization, digital, whatever, shiny objects. And for me, if I put my business hat on, I'm looking for the solution that is not just easy to implement in a sense. It's sort of the low-hanging fruit mentality, and that I get real results now, then I can then proceed forward with other solutions, right? So I'm looking for a solution that is going to give me great savings, because you know there's inefficiencies out there, and hopefully bottom line value, right? And revenue and all that good stuff now. And that's where you have to go through this particular process of human design to come up with that, hey, this is where you need to go. This is all good stuff over here, but let's go right there. And this is going to be this, and this is your return on, and this is blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Operational excellence is where most organizations are biased. And one of our quotes, one of our clients who has a great quote that I've used countless times goes something to the effect of, operational excellence secures the present. Innovation excellence secures the future. And I think what many times can happen, especially in a growth economy as we've seen it over the last decade plus, is there is a lot of comfort and there's a lot of focus on operational excellence, and you can't say the same in terms of focus and practice on innovation excellence. So under the guise of operational excellence, tools like lean manufacturing as a process are used. And all I'm trying to highlight today, Scott, is under innovation excellence, which is all about the future, there's a process, there's a tool that will dictate a new level of growth and a new level of opportunity, and ultimately will allow organizations to create new user experiences for the stakeholders or the clients that they serve, without question. I don't want to use the G word of guaranteed, but without question, when organizations lean into that process, there's plenty of data, not just in the cloud, but on all kinds of case studies and books that would indicate companies who are design thinking driven far outperform the S&P or the Fortune 500.
I'm telling you, if you're looking me at the video right now, you can see that I'm taking notes, because this is a noteworthy conversation. So you re-listen to this podcast, because you need to take these notes, because this is damn good stuff, Bob. It's damn good stuff.
We as an organization are trained in it and are passionate in it, and everyone who's a part of our team is gifted in the process. But I'll be honest, Scott, in sharing that as we serve clients coast to coast, and even offshore into Europe, most organizations, and the HBR confirmed this in 2015, most organizations don't have a serious process or practice in the domain of innovation excellence. HBR confirmed less than 9%. So one way that we would describe who we are and what we're trying to do to make an impact, not only in our great state of Michigan, but really well beyond that, is we're trying to help more organizations join that 9% club. In a sense, we're trying to get the 9% to 19%.
I like it. I like it a lot. And you know what's interesting about what you're talking about? First off, it's always people. And I think companies have to, they have to just recognize that it's time. I think this sort of pre-virus world we lived in, there was a lot of laziness, a lot of sort of BS that's going on, and that didn't really add value. Now, yes, there's a lot of pain, a lot of challenges that exist in this sort of pandemic world we live in. But I think one of the beautiful things that have taken place, and I said, okay, beautiful, is the fact that now it's pinpoint our focus. It's like, now I understand. I felt the pain. Now I understand the necessity to innovate and get engaged and be a part of it. I love the other focus. I love what you guys are doing from an other perspective. You truly, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but you're going to have to say yes to this. You're truly invested into the success of other companies and in the people that you are engaged with. You have to.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things we take a lot of pride in and working so hard and serving a variety of clients is our first customer 20 years ago is still a client of ours today.
See, that's huge.
And we have plenty of kind of stories and clients and case studies where our relationship extends not just for a quarter or for a year, but in a sense, as a professional service firm, we're working hard to develop the trust and create value for the clients that we serve so that we might even be viewed as an extension of their own team.
See,
there's nothing better than being able to say we worked with a client for 20 years or 18 years or 15 years. That means that we're delivering the goods day by day, week by week, and month by month. And those goods are more and more so typically wrapped around the growing demand in this mega trend of digital transformation and trying to help companies transform or even reinvent who they are because of the power of that technology megatrend.
I'll tell you, it's cool stuff. Now, with that said, let's sort of shift a little gears. There's a couple of things. One, where do you see it going? I mean, let's just sort of put our future hat on. And I mean, you know as well as I do, the compression of thought, like that innovative thought to execution has been compressed dramatically as opposed to maybe the other industrial 1.0 yep. and 2.0 and so yep. on. And so it's compressed yep. dramatically. Where do you see it going?
Yeah, well, again, if we just zero in on digital transformation for a moment, post pandemic, as one of the leaders to of a client of ours recently said, before the pandemic, digital transformation was maybe in the top 12 of our strategic priorities, right. More around 11 and 12. He goes, post the pandemic, it's number two. And, you know, part of, and this was an industrial company with a great global presence, and the reality setting in to his organization, and I'm sure other organizations, is gone are the days of just saying, hey, Scott, jump on a plane and head to San Diego or yeah. head to Melbourne and go service that particular client and that particular issue. Those days are now being revisited. And so to me, the demand on data, reliable data, intuitive insights, proactive service to clients, all of that is, it was important before the pandemic, but I think what we're all now coming out from and wrestling with the demand to create a new level of service to keep capital performing the way that capital needs to perform anywhere on the globe has gone a few clicks higher.
All right, Robert, or Bob, or whatever you want to be called. We got to wrap this up, unfortunately, because I am enjoying this conversation. Maybe I can coax you into coming in on another podcast. Would that be something
that
you would consider?
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd appreciate
this topic
it.
Can't be just covered in a – we're at 24 minutes. Can't be covered in 24 minutes. Just telling
human-centered
you right
design. Everybody needs to embrace it.
Human
my parting shot.
Make it your parting shot. Human-centered design. Now, if I remember correct, I'm looking out on your form that you filled out. Or no, you didn't. Somebody else did because you're a big thinker. TwistThink is the that's twistthink.com/AI-guide. It's a free thing.
Yeah.
Listeners out there, go out there. It's going to be out on industrialtalk.com as well on his landing page with his podcast and everything that's associated with this particular conversation. Bob, you were absolutely spectacular.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott.
Hey,
pleasure
by the way, I reached out to you on LinkedIn. So are you active out on LinkedIn?
Sure am.
Okay,
yeah,
I reached out to you. You got to accept it. I didn't put a nice note with it. I just sort of clicked send. So if you see me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And that AI guide that you referenced, we released in March. And so that's a great way for somebody to really accelerate their own strategic thought around AI, around Internet of Things, and around digital transformation.
Big deal, baby. Big deal. Thank you very much, Bob, for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. You were absolutely stunning. Look at all the notes I've been taking. It's all notes. It's all just rich with content. All right, listeners, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. You know you're not supposed to go away, so stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
Again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. That was Robert Nemec. TwistThink is the company. Go find them. And the looks like the website is TwistThink, but that is TWIST. THINK.com. That's THINK.com. TwistThink, the company. Fantastic interview. You're going to have to learn about this stuff, you know, because we're all about that collaboration. You're going to have to collaborate with people like Robert and company. You're going to have to innovate with people like Robert and company. And you're going to have to educate. And boy, do you need to educate when it comes to this whole world of your digital transformation. It's here, and it's here to stay. And you're going to have to figure it out. You're going to have to wonder how I can begin to either incrementally be dealing with it or whatever. So once again, collaborate, innovate, educate. No time to lose. Do it with a sense of speed. All right. Go out to industrialtalk.com. That's industrialtalk.com. And we're going to have everything that you can have to connect with Mr. Robert. And by the way, he's got an AI guide that is free download. So I'm going to put that out there as well. All right. Be bold. Be brave. Dare greatly. Innovate. Don't stop innovate. Collaborate. We're going to be coming back with you shortly with another great interview. So stay tuned.